Welcome to the Executive Strategist Podcast. This podcast is read by Eric Douglas and brought to you by LeadingResources.com.
This podcast is on the topic of consensus, the risks and rewards. So consensus is one of the five types of decisions, and a consensus decision typically occurs when a group comes together and makes a decision that everyone agrees on. Consensus is often used to forge a sense of unanimity and goodwill, and as a result, we often see teams and groups, even entire organizations, operate on the basis of consensus. But despite its advantages, consensus has risks and pitfalls, and here are the main ones. Faux consensus. So consensus can result in a sense of false harmony. A group that is used to reaching consensus can stifle dissenting views at the potential cost of reaching a more appropriate decision. For example, if the company is considering a new market or technology, a group's desire for consensus may mask deep reservations about the hidden costs. The result is faux consensus, in which everyone appears to be on the same page, but is not. The result is that those reservations may surface later in faltering support for implementation. The loss of agility is a second pitfall for consensus. Trying to get everybody on the same page obviously takes more time, sometimes much more time. Our rule of thumb is it takes at least twice as long as a consultative decision, in which a leader makes the call after gathering input from the affected parties. Sometimes it can take 10 times as long, and that time spent coming to consensus could actually be spent implementing the decision and responding much more quickly. A third pitfall of a culture of consensus is the inability to make tough decisions. Consensus severely hampers the ability to make tough decisions. For example, we worked with a law firm whose managing partner wanted to do everything by consensus. Key market opportunities were missed while internal wrangling went on and on. Competitors grabbed those opportunities. And over a five-year period, total partner income was stagnant in comparison to other firms. Only when a new managing partner was named, one more willing to make tough calls, did the firm's fortunes change. The inability to make tough decisions is one of the biggest risks of over-reliance on consensus. Eroded trust is another risk of consensus. While it may seem on the face of it that consensus would result in more trust, the reality is that the expectations that decisions are consensus-based can cause team members to feel deep distrust if the leader steps in and suspends the effort to build consensus and simply makes the call. This is one form of eroded trust. On the other hand, if people keep contrary views to themselves to avoid the appearance of conflict and for the sake of harmony, not only does the quality of the decision suffer, so does the level of trust. Another pitfall of consensus is just a loss of talent. People grow up in a particular culture and learn the habits of that culture. When people are encouraged to avoid conflict, it tends to weed out the more talented leaders who have a clear eye about the risks and rewards of a given course of action. So when are consensus decisions appropriate? Consensus decisions are sometimes necessary. For example, consensus is the only way to move forward when two or more independent organizations, are trying to reach agreement. Consensus may also be useful when people both share responsibility and veto power. But the lesson is this. Leaders should not create a cultural expectation that every decision will be consensus-based. Instead, leaders should build cultures of consultative decision-making in which they're clear that people make the final call after hearing the views of a group of people. People can speak their minds freely, knowing that consensus is not the goal. It will result in higher levels of trust, higher levels of nimble behavior by the organization, and still enable the company to make decisions, particularly tough decisions.
Thanks for listening. Eric's newest book, The Leadership Equation, is available at Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com and all major booksellers. Or learn more at LeadingResources.com.